Now, the Diamond Series against English Roses has been cancelled because we can't get them into the country because they've been in New Zealand. It's a blow after the Consolation Cup was pushed back as well. Kelly Ryan, as the CEO of Netball Australia, is going to tell us what it means. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're okay. How are you? This is very disappointing.
Yes, it is very disappointing, in fact. Just another blow to our campaign as we're trying to build towards Comm Games, obviously, is really far from ideal.
Yeah, Kelly, hi, Sherelle here. I've met you through a Zoom screen, but we've never officially met, so it's great to chat to you. Unfortunately, it isn't great news because it comes on the back of the Constellation Cup earlier being postponed as well. And I'm sure it is concerning in the lead into the Commonwealth Games, not just because it is a challenge for the girls to get on court and experience that time together, but I was talking before about the different rules that we have here in Australia and how important for that national side to play in international rules to prepare for that for the Commonwealth Games.
Yeah, you're right. And hello, Sherelle. I do appreciate we haven't actually formally met yet, but I've met a lot of people via Zoom, which kind of seems like the thing to do these days anyway. But yeah, you're right. There's obviously, you know, we're trying to rebuild a squad for the Diamonds. We've got a brand new coach, obviously, in Stacey Marankovic. We've just announced our captains. We've got a phenomenal squad, and we know we've got some really deep talent that sit within that squad. So we really were trying to make sure that we could use the back end of this year to demonstrate that and get the team on court to obviously be able to not only bond together and really work out how you can best maximise each of their skill sets as we did lead in towards the Commonwealth Games. Now, there's a whole heap of things that are just generally out of our control. So what we have to do is work out what is in our control and focus on that. So they continue in their camp for the next week and a half on the Sunshine Coast, and that's going to be really important to our preparation. And we leave no stone unturned in terms of trying to find other opportunities and content for them in the run-up to the Comm Games, and there will absolutely be some opportunities that we'll take advantage of between now and then.
Kelly, how is the feeling within the camp? And I know we talk a lot about this in terms of the mental health of people who are involved in elite sport and trying to keep seasons going. These are people who have gone through multiple hard quarantines and semi-quarantines across the last 18 months or so, particularly the Vics. I mean, they've been over in Perth doing a hard quarantine to enable them to come over to Queensland. Has it been a blow for them to then... For that almost, not to be for nothing because they're training, but to not get games at the end of that?
Look, our team are amazing. They are so resilient, and I think they've just come accustomed to you can't plan, you know, and you have to be ready for things that just don't go your way. So it is really disappointing, and you're right, that the Vics in particular over the last 18 months have certainly felt the most in terms of the way that their seasons have been disrupted, both from a Suncorp Super Netball season and obviously now into the international content. So they do seem to spend more of their time in a quarantine environment than they do in a natural environment, which is really disappointing for them. But we do constantly check in with them to make sure that they are okay. And everything really at this point is optional. If at one point a player said, I've got to tap the mat and I'm out, then we would absolutely embrace and support that. But in actual fact, their mindset's the other way. They're prepared to get in and do whatever it takes for the sake of the whole team and squad because we know how important Commonwealth Games is and we know how much it actually means to them.
One of the exciting things that you've just announced, Kelly, is a leadership group for the team. Our very own from Victoria, Liz Watson, has been named officially as the captain there. She did such a great job in the early part of this year leading the Australian Diamonds, and Steph Wood steps into that vice-captaincy role. It's an interesting one because Liz is coming back from that injury that we know has kept her out of this season. What's the process there, and how excited are you that someone like Liz is leading the team?
It's phenomenal. You know, I was fortunate enough to be a part of that process and work through that, you know, with Stacey Marankovic and Liz Ellis, who we also included on the panel, considering her background and how much Diamonds means to her. So I was incredibly impressed by the amount of leadership talent that we actually have sitting inside the squad, but Liz, you know, is a phenomenal human in her own right, and it's not only that desire to be competitive and win on field, but it's all the off field things that really impressed me, and just how she's very much a team first, and how she wants to try and work with the squad to get the best out of all of them as a collective. So we should be really proud to have someone like Liz actually sitting in our netball environment and in our Diamond squad and now leading the entire squad as we move into Comm Games next year.
Yeah, we're pretty pumped about that too. Lizzie's one of our favourites here on the Breakfast Club. We think it's fantastic, Kelly. We appreciate your time. Send our best to the girls. There's plenty more to talk about with the Diamonds in the coming months. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.